882, Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows, American State Trials. The court would like to make it known to those who are in any way implicated that they are not obligated to incriminate themselves. They may withhold any part of their evidence that has a tendency to incriminate them if they think it proper. Judge Chase. This is correct. Every person involved in the publication is protected by law from being compelled to incriminate themselves. However, I suppose if any of them provide evidence, the government of the United States is pledged not to initiate a prosecution against them. They can be assured of this. The evidence. Duval. I saw Mr. Henry Pleasance, and Mr. Callender was present. Mr. Banks had the book called The Prospect Before Us. Mr. Banks gave me the book to read. The next day, I saw Mr. Callender, who told me that I must pay him $1 for the book given to me by Mr. Banks. I then paid the $1 to Mr. Callender. The book contained some of the charges in the indictment. Mr. Banks. Some time ago, I became a subscriber to the book, The Prospect Before Us, and paid the money at the time of subscription. I lent the book to Major Duval and informed Mr. Callender that he might get the money for it from Major Duval and that I could get another copy at another time. I got from Mr. Callender the copy I delivered to Major Duval. I never heard the Traverser acknowledge that he was the author, but my opinion on the subject is clear. The judge said his opinion was no evidence against the Traverser. Burton. I purchased a book from Mr. Pleasance, who is a bookseller as well as a printer, and paid the money to Mr. Pleasance. Wem A. Rind. A copy of the book in question belonged to me. A considerable time ago, Mr. Lyon applied to me to print the National Magazine. We entered into a contract for the purpose of printing 22 sheets of that, or an equivalent in other work. After a great part of the magazine had been printed, it stopped, either for the want of paper or some other cause. Mr. Lyon then brought The Prospect Before Us. We printed 4 or 5 half sheets of it. The proof sheets were sent to Mr. Callender for correction and returned corrected in his handwriting. Mr. Callender once corrected a proof sheet in a large room at the office. Mr. Callender came once to hurry the work and said he would pay, but that he considered Mr. Lyon as the paymaster. At Mr. Dixon's office, Mr. Callender said he would give him 20 copies if he would read one through, as he was sure it would convert him. A part of the manuscript remains in my possession. I produce it here in court and believe it to be genuine.